The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Morning,
John.
Actually,
I missed you, Otto, last week, and a week without Otto is like a week without sunshine. So I'm glad we're together again.
Me too, John. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, and I'm feeling well, which is the main thing. I'm going to introduce our guest, but before I do, I have to reach out to Christina, who's the producer, and each week in the middle of this pandemic, she manages to put a show together. And it really is. It's you put a great show together in a normal time, but there's such an extra strain on you. I want to thank you for making sure the seniors of the town get information that's important and quality information. Today, you're very welcome today. Today, dear, we have the assistant controller for the state of New York, Joseph Galanti, who I know Joe for years, and he's a wonderful guy. And with him, we have Maria Smith, who is a project director for New York State Controller's Office. And I want to welcome you guys both, and I want to thank you, because I've been reading some of the stuff. I read Tom's newsletter every week. But you guys have been, from day one, right on top of the situation and trying to help people out. And where I want to start with, but we're going to go all over the place. And eventually, later on in the show, I want to get to unclaimed funds, which is such an important thing. But I want to start with the financial survival toolkit. Because between scams, between IRA, I read this morning that one quarter of the population is invading their pension plans already, because they need money. They need to live. And the stimulus check was fine, whoever got it, but that's not a life changer. It doesn't even pay a rent for somebody for a month. So, I mean, there comes a point where we can't exaggerate that we've given people so much money to live. But whoever wants to start, either Maria or Joe, how did that come about? And again, I just have nothing for praise. How can somebody get one of those kits? I know it's online, but you have to direct us there.
Sure. Well, thank you. Thank you, John, for having us. And Otto and Christina, we appreciate the opportunity to come on today to speak to your audience about a lot of the difficulties people are having right now. And Controller DiNapoli realized right away that not only was this a terrible public health crisis, but it was going to lead to a real economic crisis, not only for state and local government, but also for individuals in the state. With so many people unemployed, with so many businesses closed and shuttered, and the nonprofit sector being put upon to provide so many new services, he realized right away that people were going to need some tools and resources and information that they could trust to navigate through these uncharted waters that we're going through. Maria and myself work on the Controller's Financial Empowerment Initiative, which is an ongoing initiative to try to give New Yorkers, again, resources, tools, trusted information to make better decisions about their personal finances. And in that capacity, Maria and I discussed the idea of pulling together a website, a webpage for our website that would contain this information for New Yorkers. And I have to say, within 1 week, our team pulled together the information. We got all the approvals that we needed through our office, and Controller DiNapoli put his blessing on it, and we went live a week later, which was a lot of work, but I think well worth it. So our website is www.osc.state.ny.us. And when you go to the main page of the controller's page, there's a link there for the COVID-19 financial survival toolkit.
Okay.
I went on that site, and I tell you, I have to give a lot of credit to who the people are that organized it, because I like the way it has the highlights laid out, and then you can click, and frankly, you could spend all day on that site, I think. And you've really cut the time down that it should take somebody to get information, because you go to the category that most you're looking for. So anyhow, congratulations, a job well done.
Well, okay. Gloria, did you want to say something?
Yeah, when we put it together, we understood that it was going to have an economic impact on people, an adverse economic impact. But when we started it, I suggested that before we do anything, we look at the health component, because if you don't have your health, you don't really have anything. And you know, you're not going to worry about paying your mortgage if you're dead, basically, you know, or very, very ill.
Very well put, Maria. Very well put.
That's the last thing on your mind, right? So the thing of it was that we, and especially that because there was so much uncertainty, and this was really at the very beginning, we referred people to what we had at the time, which was the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the New York State Department of Health. And we also wanted people to know that they could get emotional support. And we provided the hotline for that, the COVID-19 emotional support hotline, because we realized that the pandemic was really serious in terms of whether or not you came down with the virus, you know, physically. If you were caring for a loved one or knew of someone, that was a real emotional strain on somebody and the family. So we wanted to make, that's why that's listed. If you go to the website, that's the first item on there, is your health. Because, you know, it's true, your health, if you have your health, you have everything. And we wanted to definitely emphasize that for people.
I agree. And actually, one thing that I want to bring up, which I think is very important, I think I spoke to Joe about this. I'm a financial advisor, but I like this website from the fact that anybody who goes to it, it's all government organizations and agencies. So nobody is going to be taken advantage of. Unfortunately, 2 weeks ago, I think it was, we had TJ Hatter on from the Attorney General's office. The scams that are going on around are ridiculous, and people are thinking they're doing the right thing because somebody said to call somebody. Here, by going to this website, everything is directed through an agency of the government, so people can rest assured that they're getting the proper information. Nobody's trying to take anything from them. And that's, nowadays, it's a terrible, terrible thing to say, but the level of people trying to take advantage of people, you know, during a pandemic, it's sad. It's sad as the talk about a human being taking advantage of another human being.
Yeah, no, it is terrible. And, you know, one thing that Controller DiNapoli has been adamant about is that we have to very carefully vet every piece of information we put on this website. So every day, our team who put together the page goes through to make sure all of the links are still accurate, that nothing has been hacked, nothing has been, compromised. And each of the links that we have initially started the web page with, and the ones that we've added subsequent, because we do add new resources each week, we've vetted them very, very carefully through our team, through our legal team, and through our communications team. So it takes a lot of folks to make sure, you know, that the final product is one that people can trust. But that is so important to the State Controller's Office to make sure that we're giving out accurate and reliable information.
And the other thing, John, between our team, we actually called the numbers that are provided to make sure that we were really directing people to the right resource. You know, many times people get frustrated. They're sent to a link or to a phone number, and they dial it, and it's a, you know, wrong number, or it's a deadline. We actually went through each and every link and each and every phone number to reiterate what Joe just said, to see how we would be treated. You know, I wound up calling the court system to find out about what would happen if I couldn't pay my mortgage. And I was told, no, there's at that point, there was a 90-day freeze moratorium on evictions. But so we tested everything out as if we, you know, we were the consumer.
That's very, very important. I never thought of something like that. I mean, you know, it's a government link, so to speak. So who would assume you should check it? But some of those links, the numbers changed or something's going on there, which is nothing wrong with it. It could be a dated link. And then the person gets frustrated by going to the controller's office website and say, I called it 10 times and nobody answers. So now you have a wonderful thing going on that actually is making people upset. Right. What a tremendous thing to do. Otto, you had a question?
Scams are, and by the way, we won't bring up the fact that Joe got scammed in his own home, but we can get into that at another time. I saw that on Facebook.
All the time, that's for sure, Adam.
But we could do that
later. Was it a real scam or something his daughters did to him?
Right. But my question, it's not a question really, it's just a thought. Like you're like a portal, basically. You're bringing together a lot of different locations under one roof, if you will. And I think with scams, that's very important because there are so many places that people can report scams to. And I think it's a good thing to have a central point, if you will, where all the information can be pulled together. What I'm seeing is that your survival kit, basically, that part of it does that. It pulls a lot of it together, which is a good thing. And that's all I really had to say about it. I think it's a good idea that it acts as a portal or a funnel, you know, bringing everything together.
Well, thanks, Otto, for that, because we did take a lot of care to make sure that the section on scams really covered the whole gamut of what's happening and the websites that really keep up to date on the most recent scams, because that's the whole thing is staying a step ahead of the fraudsters, you know, because they're usually a step ahead of everybody else. So we put together a pretty comprehensive list there, everything from the Federal Communications Commission, the Federal Trade Commission. But also one thing that many people don't realize is here at the State Controller's Office, we have an Office of Investigations, and that Investigations Office has a fraud hotline, which takes complaints of fraud from residents of New York State, whether it be against the local government, a school district, or just a general fraud complaint. And we work with law enforcement, we work with the Attorney General's office, with district attorneys throughout the state to investigate and prosecute those fraud claims. So I would love to give that phone number out. Our phone number is 1-888-672-4555. And that's again, our fraud hotline for the State Controller's Office, 1-888-672-4555.
Perfect. Actually, what we're going to do there was perfectly timed. We're going to go into a break. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.